This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinsham, and I'll be reading synopses of three articles published on January 30th, 2015. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are oncology, functional neurosurgery, and anatomy. Frontal operculum gliomas, language outcome following resection, by John Ralston and colleagues. Resection of gliomas is a critical element of their treatment. But when resecting gliomas in the dominant frontal operculum, which contains areas essential for speech, such as Broca's area, there is serious concern about diminishing or even eliminating a patient's ability to speak. Yet despite these concerns, the actual risks to language from surgery are unknown. Studying 43 patients with dominant frontal operculum tumors treated at the University of California, San Francisco, the authors found that only 4 patients, or 9.8%, had persistent deficits involving language after tumor resection. 12 patients, or 27.9%, had transient speech deficits that resolved. Language mapping and extent of resection had no detectable effect on the patient's language outcomes. Significant predictors of postoperative speech deficit included preoperative language deficits and seizures that affected speech. These results suggest that despite concerns, resection in the dominant frontal operculum is well tolerated. Concerns about speech deficits should not automatically preclude these patients from surgery. Deep brain stimulation versus anterior capsulotomy for obsessive-compulsive disorder. A review of the literature by Joshua Pepper and co-authors. In surgery for movement disorders, deep brain stimulation has superseded stereotactic ablation. The higher cost is justified because bilateral deep brain stimulation in basal ganglia and the thalamus carries a lower risk of worsening speech, swallowing, and balance. The success of neuromodulation in movement disorders has driven a re-exploration of surgical therapies in psychiatric diseases such as obsessive-compulsive disorder, or OCD. After 15 years of modern deep brain stimulation for OCD, it's time to compare the published results of this procedure with the results of stereotactic ablation applied to the same brain region, specifically the anterior limb of the internal capsule and adjacent structures. The authors minimized differences in patient selection between reports by stratifying patients according to disease severity. The results suggest that patients with intractable OCD were helped by both procedures, with clinically significant improvement in half of those undergoing deep brain stimulation and in 2/3 of patients treated with anterior capsulotomy. The frequency and profile of adverse events between both procedures was similar. The authors hope that this review will highlight the promise of ablative stereotactic surgery in OCD, which should not be tainted by the deeply negative legacy of non-stereotactic frontal lobotomy or considered unethical by deep brain stimulation fanatics. The baby should not be thrown away with the bathwater. The anatomy of Mayer's loop revisited. Changing the anatomical paradigm of the temporal loop based on evidence from fiber microdissection. By Christina Goga and Ugur Tur. The current paradigm of Mayer's loop is that it is formed by the anterior optic radiation fibers that pass from the lateral geniculate body through the temporal lobe to the occipital visual cortex. However, the precise anatomical characteristics and location of this temporal loop continue to be a subject of controversy. The authors applied the fiber microdissection technique in 20 cadaveric brain specimens with the aid of an operating microscope. They found that several projection fibers, including the temporopontine fibers, occipitopontine fibers, and the posterior thalamic peduncle, form Mayer's loop. These are projection fibers of the temporal and occipital cortical regions that pass from the sublentiform portion of the internal capsule into Mayer's loop, and then course in the roof of the temporal horn of the lateral ventricle to reach their cortical terminations as a joint layer of densely packed fibers, the sagittal stratum. Optic radiations are a component of the posterior thalamic peduncle, and they intermingle with the rest of the projection fibers within Mayer's loop. The fiber microdissection technique provides clear evidence for defining Mayer's loop as the temporal loop formed of several projection fibers rather than only optic radiation fibers. And these individual components cannot be differentiated during dissection. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is contained in the AANS iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for JNSPG and AANS podcasts and videos. Content is updated continuously. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.